Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
Welcome to Smart Talk. I'm Anaya Falcon.
A class of Harrisburg third grade students created a social justice quilt last year with hopes to bring awareness and make a change. This year, the quilt, which was created by St. Stephen's Episcopal School students, has been displayed at the Martin Luther King Jr. City Government Center in Harrisburg. The quilt consists of fabric squares where each child depicted themes around identity and social justice. Ms. Joanne Baldwin, a third grade teacher at the Episcopal School, called the class who participated in this project the, quote, change makers, which set the tone before they were even put to the task. Ms. Baldwin, thank you so much for joining us today to discuss this topic.
Thank you for having me.
So you called your class the Change Makers. Why did you decide to name them that?
Well, every year I give my third graders at St. Stephen's Episcopal School a name. And last summer I just sat and thought, what do I want to call this upcoming class that I'll have in third grade? And Change Makers just came to mind. And so on the first day of school, I let my students and my parents know that my third grade class will be also known as the Change Makers. And so that's how I refer to them during this 2021-2022 school year.
That was very fitting, especially because they are the class that created the quilt, the social justice quilt. Tell me a little bit about how that idea came to be.
Well, I know folks that, I know the director of the Office of Multicultural Student Affairs at Shippensburg University, as well as her assistant. The director's name is Diane L. Jefferson. Her assistant is Capri Brown. And I happened to be on the campus of Shippensburg University visiting them in their office. And they were telling me about Diversity Week that was coming up, and that was going to be held the first week in October, 2021. And they started showing me the quilt squares that administrators and professors, students, staff were making for Diversity Week. And they shared that the pieces would be sewn together into various quilts. And she said, oh my goodness, Joanne, you teach? Yes. And she said, I was just telling Capri, who is her assistant, that I would love to have an elementary class participate. And I said to her, well, this would be perfect for my students in that we just started a social justice curriculum at St. Stephen's Episcopal School. Now, we already had a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee that we started the spring of 2019. But after the George Floyd murder in May of 2020, we felt it was necessary to begin a social justice curriculum. So I said to Diane, this is perfect. We would love to participate. So my students take part in our social justice piece that is part of our chapel every Monday morning. So they were excited. We talked about what the project was going to entail. My students made sketches. Shippensburg University brought the fabric pieces to our school. They then took what they drafted and put it onto the fabric squares using fabric markers. then Shippensburg University took the squares, and I had 18 students. All 18 did a square. I did a square that was 19, and then the 20th square was the name of our school, where it was located, and that the third graders were the ones who created this. They then sewed the pieces together. That Friday of the first week of October, the end of their diversity week at Shippensburg University, they revealed all of the quilts. The quilts, they were amazing from the pictures that I saw, but my quilt, or I should say the quilt that my students did, received so much attention because 9-year-olds did it. And they were in awe of what they wrote. Such things as Black Lives Matter, God loves, peace. They wrote the word peace. Some drew the peace sign. Be kind. Be your best self. And they were just so amazed and proud of what these 9-year-olds did. So I took the quilt to the NAACP meeting. I'm a member, and I wanted them to see what my students did, and they were in awe as well. And the secretary of the Harrisburg branch said, you should see about having the quilt hung in the government center. I would make contact with Mayor Wanda Williams to see if that could happen. So I sent some emails, and the next thing I know, the director of communications for the city of Harrisburg reached out to me. He asked if he wanted to know more about the quilt, and I gave him that information. Is it possible for you to be interviewed along with some of your students? And I said, let me reach out to families. And so they were all excited to have this happen. And Matt Mazel, who's the director of communications, reached out to the press. And then last Tuesday, we met in the atrium of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Junior Center, Government Center, and were interviewed by TV stations and print media. And we did it last Tuesday. My kids, their families were so excited, along with me, of course. And the mayor was there, and we took pictures, and they talked about the quilt, and it's beautifully displayed in the atrium. And the mayor gave us a tour of her office, and we took more pictures. It was just a lovely, lovely afternoon, memorable. My parents were extremely thankful to me that I did this, and that their children were a part. And they're 9, so this is something they're going to remember. And you know, I'm happy to say that I'm an educator at St. Stephen's Episcopal School. So I feel very blessed and fortunate and privileged and honored to be an educator and to be a part of something that I think hopefully will make a change in the lives of the students.
What was your class's reaction to seeing their quilt become so popular?
Well, they wanted to know if the paparazzi will start following them. And they want to know if The Rock knows who they are now.
Oh my
Isn't that adorable?
So adorable.
And of course, I responded and said, I hope you answered their questions with a resounding yes.
Priceless.
Priceless. So this is something positive and something refreshing and something done by school-aged children. And we're just happy that the press was able to cover it the way they have covered it for us.
Yeah, and you talked about something positive. This quilt was definitely full of positivity. And
absolutely.
One of the phrases that I saw that was reoccurring was, quote, God is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have chapel every Monday at St. Stephen's Episcopal School. And we introduce a new social justice word during chapel time. Our chaplain is Catherine Harrigan. And through her Bible teachings during chapel, the school learns a new social justice word. And we are able to say God. And yes, we do pray. And we say grace before we eat our food at St. Stephen's. So God is a part of our daily lives at St. Stephen's. And so they know my faith, the trust that I have in God, and nobody tries to force their religion on them, but chapel is a part of what we do at St. Stephen's. And they know my faith is strong, and they share about their church experiences. So yes, I was not surprised in the least that they would use God as part of their identity on their fabric piece.
Yes, and to say God is good.
Yes.
Especially yes. During times where people are fighting against injustices. What does that mean, and how are kids, 9-year-olds, able to have that positive perspective?
I'd like to think between me and their families, they get that positive attitude. I'm hoping that between me and their families, this is where it's coming from, and their belief in God, because it's not always going to be roses. It's not always going to be that Sunday with the cherry on top, but God sees us through. We're going through difficult times, but God will see us through. So I feel as an educator, I need to equip my students with what they need to make a difference. When we study Dr. King, we talk about what it means to boycott. We talk about what it means to march. We talk about what protesting means. We talk about doing those things, but in a nonviolent way. And I try to make it such that a 9-year-old can understand, and hoping that each year they're able to understand it even better. But I feel good about what I do when my kids come back to school and they say, Miss Baldwin, I saw such and such on TV, and we talked about that in the classroom. So they're taking what they're learning from me and they're seeing it out in the real world, whether it's TV or in person.
You talked about real world challenges and situations that your students are witnessing. How can we deal with those challenges today, and what are some of those challenges?
Well, with our school being located in the city, we're on Front Street. And when we walk to the library, or if we're just taking a walk in the neighborhood, my kids have witnessed, oh, and then we go to recess at Riverfront Park. My kids have witnessed folks sleeping on park benches. My kids have witnessed folks on the sidewalk. And we don't know exactly what their story is, but we know there must be some type of story. And I use that to let them know that there are folks in this world that are going through difficult times. And these are some things we can do to help. We have a pantry at our school, and students, teachers, whomever will bring non-perishable items, and they will put it in the, it's a little cabinet, if you will, that's outside, and they bring non-perishable items. We've had one of my students started a food drive, and it was all year, just bring in non-perishables, and then we would put it in the little cabinet outside for anyone that needed something to eat. And my kids witnessed people actually going there and taking food. And I would say to them, we're helping them. We are helping them. So we're trying to, you know, walk the walk and doing what we can to help those in need.
And you said one thing that really resonated with me, quote, we're helping them. How is this quilt helping the society that we're living in and the people that live in this society?
I'm hoping all that come into the government center will stop. It's very large. It's something like 8 by 11.
Wow.
8 feet by 11 feet. So it's very large. You cannot miss it. So I'm hoping that they will go over to that quilt and read everything that's on each square and think, oh my goodness, these are 9-year-old children that did this. And they weren't prompted. I didn't tell anybody this is what you should write. This was their identity square. But I'm hoping they will read what is there, look at the drawings that are there, and say, this is coming from a 9-year-old. What can I do as an adult to make a change?
Talk to me a little bit about the group or the class of students that participated in creating this quilt. What kind of diversity was present in that class?
18 students, 13 girls, 5 boys. Their origin, and I use that word because that was one of our vocabulary words. Origin, you know, African-American, origin, a student whose roots are in Liberia, Guatemala, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. So very diverse, loving children, eager to learn, eager to please. We enjoyed each other immensely. It's a lovely group. I am so going to miss them. They're big fourth graders now. So I'm going to miss them, but I have a new group coming in, and we will bond and make this a fabulous 2022-2023 school year.
How important do you think it was to have such a diverse class that took on the project of creating the social justice quilt?
Because you're seeing things through different eyes. I think one's experiences went into that piece of fabric that they were responsible for. Just the idea that I do have a diverse class, and just their experiences, I think they brought that to the table, or brought that to their piece of fabric. I think it's important. Are we always going to agree with everybody we come in contact with? Absolutely not. But I think if you know one's background, I think if you know one's experiences, that sometimes helps you to understand another person or another person's race, another person's culture. And I think it's important.
I think it's also pretty great that the quilt kind of looked like our world and was able to,
yes,
bring all of our perspectives into one piece of fabric.
Yes.
Especially in a loving and positive way.
Yes. Well, think about when there's people that still do quilting today, but when you think about a quilt, it's pieces of one's life. You know, this was my daughter's first, I don't know, onesie. And this is my son's first pair of, I don't know, pants or what have you. And all of those fabric pieces are put into this quilt that tells a story. Mm. It's your family's history. And when I look at that quilt, I'm going to think about my 18 third graders and what they brought to the table. So it's history if you really stop and think about it.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being a part of cultivating that beautiful story.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure, and I appreciate your kind words to me. Thank you.